Guys, we're busy with a sermon series. If you are joining us tonight for the first time, or if you are visiting us tonight and you won't be back because you're from out of town, don't worry. Each sermon is like a bit of its own match. It's got its own start and finish, and separately it stands on its own. So it's not like a puzzle that will be completely incomplete. If you were not here last week, I'll do a very quick recap, but you can also go to the internet where we upload the sermons quickly. I think even on a Sunday night, it's on there, shofaronline.org, sermons, you'll find us there. If you want to maybe get the whole relationship month, you can get it all together and make a folder, or prayer month as we move on, it's there. Let me just pray for myself before I head into this full speed, and then we can trust God to do amazing things. Father, I just want to thank you for this awesome evening and that you are here in our midst. Thank you for our precious time of worship, Father, and we could just really experience you moving in our midst. For some of us, we've only known you maybe for a day or for a week, and your presence might be a bit overwhelming, or it might feel strange. For some of us, we are still discovering you, and it's a very odd feeling when your presence comes and touches us, but we thank you for your presence. We're all on a journey. We all are growing. Thank you that we can do this together. And this month, help us to discover how to talk to you, how to pray more effective. And everyone says, amen. Last week, quickly, we did a sermon, and the main topic was, why do we pray? Why is it important to pray? And we'll do a very quick recap. Just, here's the book I was talking about, guys. This book, Intercessory Prayer, since I joined our church, which was 13, 14 years ago, in Stellenbosch, this has been our main Bible school book for prayer, and it's more than usually. I'm actually using this book as a backbone for what we're doing this month because it's really good. This will be the best 150 rand you'll spend this month if you get this. Who got this book since last week? Is there some people who got it? Get to work. You want this on your shelf. It's called Intercessory Prayer, and that's what we're talking about. All right. We can go to the next slide. Just how this whole month works together. Slide number two, please. Yes. Prayer March happened. Thank you, guys. It was awesome having you guys there. Just want to give you a quick clap. Yes. That was lovely. Who was there with the prayer march? It was great. And the breakfast afterwards was also awesome. Awesome to have you there. What we're doing this month, just to put the whole prayer month, give it more traction, is we're taking our normal prayer times, which is 7 o'clock every Monday, and we are stepping back a bit, and we are using it for training. So we want you to come, especially if you feel, hey, I don't want to go to a prayer meeting because what if he asks me to pray in front of everyone? Or if you're not sure, if you know how to pray and you're very hesitant, or maybe if you're at home and you're wondering, is my prayers making a difference? That's you. Please come tomorrow night. We're going to be here, and we're just going to apply a lot of the stuff I'm preaching through now. And then next month, we're going to have a fast, and I'm excited actually about that fast. The whole shofar is fasting all over South Africa and the rest of the world, every congregations, and those in that time, and we're going to pray together. Awesome. Right, last week, I'm quickly doing a recap. We said, why do we pray? All right. Let's go on. We made this statement and then we defended it. We said God is so committed to us that he chose to work through us and not independently of us. All right? I had this verse up there last week. Let's just quickly run through it again. Genesis 2 verse 15, God speaks and he says, "The Lord God took the man, Adam, and he put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it," all right? And that word "keep it" is a Hebrew word that refers to the fact that God gave Adam He facilitated the authority to Adam to protect the garden. And in a certain way, God is still the owner of the garden. We use the example of a voorman, plaas. It's not your farm, but you can have a good crop this year, or you may have a bad crop, depending on how you do as a voorman. Okay? So in the same way, we understand this principle that God gives earth to us to guard and watch over. All right, it hasn't changed. That's why, by the way, Adam and Eve had the ability to give it away to Satan. All right, it was given to them and they gave it away. We lost a lot in that. Jesus came back and won back a lot. We'll get into that. Psalm 115, verse 16. The heavens are the Lord's, right? That's God's, the heavens. But the earth he has given to the children of man. Okay? Natan, that's that word for given. It means not to give away, but to assign to. All right? Can we kickstart just this middle bunch of lights, please? Can someone just turn them on at the back, please? For those who's taking notes. I feel a bit in the dark here. Awesome. Let's go on. We worked with two terms last week, and one of them we're going to totally take apart tonight. The one thing we said is Adam was called to represent God. Okay? In the same way today, we are called as believers to represent God. What does that mean? We used the example of some of a high Sasol official, which is not the owner, but when he goes to China and he's got the stamps and he's got the mandate, then he can sign the deal on behalf of Sasol. In other words, it is like the head guy is present in China, but he's not. He is re-present through another person, which has the authority to do the signing work. He comes back and the boss is happy because the deal is sealed. All right? In the same way, we are called to represent God. First, it was Adam had to represent God in the Bible. And by the way, we are made in the image of God, which meant some people say that it might be that the animals, and they say it jokingly, but just for us to think, we were made so closely to God that the animals might have thought, is that God or Adam walking there? Now, it's not the biblical fact, it's not in the Bible, but that's, we made to look like God. We were made to mirror him. And before the fall of man, before sin, I will guess that Adam was a very good representative of God. Until one day, all right? When he signed rights away because of a lie. Okay, so you are here to represent Christ. Where do you work? Where do you practice sports? Where do you hang with your friends? Do you know that you were called not to be a church goer or a church coming in? You are called to go, and Christ is not there. He's at the right hand of God. The Holy Spirit is here to help you represent Christ where you are. All right? That's what we said last week. Then we quickly defined this word intercession. Now please don't worry about the big words. It's big words, but it's got basic meaning. And we kind of got behind this word. We often say we don't have prayer on Mondays, we say we have intercession. Okay? Now, intercession, we said, means to go between two parties, like a lawyer is an intercessor in this world. Okay? A lawyer is someone that goes between two parties. So he intercedes. Okay? So Christ is our intercessor. You with us? You with me? He went between God and man, and he made a way for mankind and God to be together. He is the intercessor. What we said last week is that we can now, if you have met God because of Christ, you can now be an intercessor for your friends that don't know God. What does that mean? Just as Christ has introduced you to God, you can now pray and say, Father, I want to bring Jack or Mary to you, and I want to pray for her. So in the same way, in that Christ wasn't the intercessor, you may pray prayers of intercession. You represent Christ. Okay, that was very fast. Don't feel lost, okay? Just hang on. That was last week, so that's why I'm going so fast. Okay, so basically last week we asked the question, why do we pray? And this week, what we're going to do tonight is three practical parts of intercession. Okay? You're going to walk away understanding three things about prayer, and I hope it will help your prayer life as of tonight. Then I've succeeded. And then, like, sometimes I will teach you two Hebrew words so that you can look and sound smart at work. Is that a good deal? And you get free coffee afterwards. Okay. Now, just before I head into this straight on, let's go back one slide. Intercession. I just feel I need to hang with this word a bit more. Intercession, take just this whole idea of Jesus being our intercessor and just the spiritual part away from it. If you type the word into some kind of online dictionary, it means to go between two parties. All right? You may have an intercessor when you join a gym. If someone comes and shows you the place, all right? They come, they represent the gym to you, and they represent you to the gym. This is where you do this, this is where you do this, this is where you druk the knoppy, and then you are part of the gym, and they step out of the way. They were an intercessor. It's just a normal word, okay? Now, we are talking specifically this month about intercessory prayer. There's many types of prayers. There's prayers of thanksgiving, all right? There's times of worship where you pray to God where you're not necessarily asking for something or someone, you're just talking away, all right? But then there's this type of prayer called intercessory prayer where you typically come and represent something or someone to God, all right? What we said last week, and this is very important, why can we be in the throne room of God? Because Christ Jesus has made a way. Everyone with me? So typically when you start to pray and you say, Father, it is amazing to be in your presence today, and I would like to pray. The moment you start a conversation with God, a meeting is created, and Christ is called the what? We had that word last week, the advocate. He's next to the Father. And so when you enter a time of prayer, Jesus says, Father, Regis is here to talk to you. And it's not literally that Christ says this every time, but this is the effect, what we get out of Scripture. And he can speak to you because my blood has covered him and he's got a way to you. And the Father says, oh, I know. I remember that day when Regis gave his life to you and your blood washed him. I can't wait to have this conversation with him. There's a meeting happening. But now as Regis comes into God's presence based on the work of Christ, he starts to talk to God and he may say, or actually it's a command, Father, I want to bring my friend Jan to you. Now, Jan is not there. Jan maybe doesn't know God at all, but Regis is in God's presence, joined to God through Jesus, and now he's praying for his friend that's not here. That's called the prayer of intercession. Everyone with me? He is actually in the spirit creating a meeting, firstly with God and himself, and then to another person. That can be done for a town. That can be done for a school. That can be done for your office. You can represent something or someone to God and pray away. And stuff will change. Everyone with me? That was last week in 5 minutes. Now, let's go on. Here's your first word to sound smart. And I know Rudy loved this word. The word is pagar. Okay? If you want to forget it, you can forget it. It's a lekker word. It sounds, you can, pagar means to meet, okay? So if your wife really, if your husband really irritates you, you can meet him with your hand. Okay? That means you, there's a pagah happening here. Okay? That's a meeting. Okay? If you receive the rugby ball, Henry, they're on the wing on the rugby field, and a guy from the opposite team comes and he tackles you, intercession happens. Okay? That's not very spiritual intercession, but in the practical sense of the word, there's a pagah, there's a meeting that happens. Okay? And the meeting happens because of a ball. Okay? Now, Jesus is the intercessor. So on the cross, pagah happened. I'm playing with these words because I know sometimes you remember the stuff better. There were a few meetings that happened on the cross. Okay? Let me take you through it. There's actually a list in this book. I took a few and I made a few of my own. Mercy and judgment met on the cross. Do you know that? Righteousness met sin. Love met hate. How does this work? Let me explain this to you quickly. God is such a good God. He needs to deal with sin. If God does not deal with sin, it makes him bad. Because of sin, babies is being killed, women are being raped, people are being cheated. Sin is bad. We serve a good God. He needs to judge sin. So he provides a way so that we can be one with him, because if we pay for our sins, we'll be dead. It's too heavy. So Christ comes on the cross, and what he does is he meets with God's judgment. Why is God judging on Christ? Because of you and my sin, so that we can say, Father, I accept that offering, and he washes you clean. He met with judgment so that we can meet with mercy. Okay? All the hate that the enemy has towards us, he wants to kill you, destroy your life, destroy your work, destroy your marriage, everything. Christ has met with that so that we can meet with his love. Many meetings on the cross. Pagah, okay? A cursed one on a tree met the curse that originated from a tree. Everyone with me? Meetings. We're talking about meetings. Now, that's what Christ did. Now, today, I'm just throwing the word in there so that you can see the context. Today, our prayers of pagah, or our prayers of intercession, right, change lives forever. Because of the meeting Christ created on the cross, we can create meetings. Firstly, I can say, Father, I come before you now. And you start to talk to God about your situation. Father, you can firstly just make a meeting for yourself. Lord, I want to spend time with you. I really, really, Lord, need to be encouraged by you. This is my situation. I am not in a good space. There's a meeting that happens between you and God because Christ had a meeting on the cross, paved the way. But I can say, Father, I bring my friend Jack before you. See what happens here? You start to pray prayers of intercession, okay? Prayers that will change someone else's life. You are bringing someone in the throne room of God into prayer, through prayer, because of what Christ have done. Are you with me? Great. Talking about prayer here. Don't lose me. It's going to get very easy now. Now, for tonight, 1, 2, and 3. Three components of intercession that happen very naturally during prayer. I just want to give a quick shout out to Jenna. Where's Jenna? That edits my notes and get rid of all my spelling mistakes. All those red on my screen. Thanks, Jenna. But if you are unhappy with my slides, thank you, Jenna, for meeting with the people afterwards. Is that okay? At the info table. I'm just joking. But really, thanks, Jen. Appreciate that. Now, there's more than three things that happens with intercession. We're going to get into more things next week and the week after. But for tonight, we're starting with three things. Very basic. Two of them are very close to one another, but I specifically want to put them in three boxes because I want you to think through this as you pray tonight. Why are we doing this? You need to grow in confidence as you pray. And starting tonight, this sermon should impact your prayer life. Then we have succeeded. Okay. Number one, get the book. The other number one, we distribute what Jesus produced. Very important. We distribute what Jesus produced. John 20 verse 21 says, Jesus said to them, again, peace be with you, as the Father hath sent me, even so I am sending you. Let's go to the next slide. Oh, just keep it here for a second, sorry. Was the work of Christ on the cross complete? Who says yes? Okay. Who says no? Who doesn't know what I'm talking about? That should be everyone. Okay, who says yes? That's the right answer. The work was complete, all right? Is there anything lacking in the work Jesus did? No. Why do we have to go? Why do we have to go? What must we do? I mean, if we agree that his work was so perfect and so amazing, 100%, it is finished, why must we go? Because of this, let's go to the next slide. Because of this thing of representing. It is produced, okay? Forgiveness is produced, but someone must distribute it. From the start, remember, God chose to use us and work through us, not apart from us. Who will carry God's glory? This temple. Be glorified in the heavens. Be glorified on the earth. Be glorified in this temple, this carrier of truth. If I don't reach my friends, who will reach them? If we don't reach this town, and when I say we, I include all of us. I'm including us, Craig, Lighthouse. If we don't do it, it is our job. It is produced. It must be taken out there. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. The healer wants to heal through us. The life changer wants to change lives through us. The forgiver wants to forgive through us. Hey, we don't grant the forgiveness, okay? I'm not preaching heresy here. But we take the message of forgiveness. He wants to forgive you. He really loves you. We carry that message in our earthly vessels. We've got a big job. And it starts with prayer. Amen? First point, we distribute. Now think about your prayer life, all right? Enrich it. I want to ask you something and write it down. Thanks for all these books. You need this. Tonight when you pray, what are you going to distribute when you pray? Do you have a friend that struggles? Listen, we talk straight up in this church, okay? Do you have a friend that struggles with pornography? Okay. But you have experienced a victory there? Do you know that you've got something to distribute? Father, as you have shown me victory in this area, as you have led me and helped me, I pray the same for Jack. We're going to pray a lot for Jack tonight. Because he doesn't know Jack. Lord, what I have, please impart it into him. I have received it, Lord. I pray it over him. Asking you where you work, where you play, in your home. Have you received God's forgiveness? Please say yes. You've got some forgiveness to give. Starting in prayer. Father, this person, I want to bring Jack before you. he is carrying a load, Lord, and it's weighing him down. I pray that you will show him forgiveness, distribute to him, but then also practically doing it at work, from prayer to action. Someone stepped on your toes. Hey, if you have received forgiveness from God, distribute it. It's intercession. As I'm met with your forgiveness, if you've got a friend, family member, someone that's really in a difficult place because they don't know the Lord, they are making stupid decisions and you are worried, bring them into the courts of God, create a meeting, baga, intercession. Say, Lord, as you have forgiven me, open their eyes so that they may turn to you. Distribute. Do you understand that principle? There's this thing, and the Bible kind of states it, that God actually bestows gifts on people, and then whether they're faithful or not, he leaves the gifts with them. There's many people who take the honor for the miracles, okay? Who takes the shine or the money for the healings. But we are never the healer. We only distribute. So glory goes to God. Okay? Very important. Listen, be bold in your faith. Don't be shy. Please don't go sit behind a misweep ad and say, oh, I must not talk about God because I'm not with. Listen, be bold in your faith. Get out there. Okay? Talk about God. Be bold. Make mistakes. But the glory to him. Amen? Sim. Number two. This is the most important point for tonight. I'll say it straight. Because this is the one we don't learn. You don't get this in Sondag school, okay? I'm sorry. Because I didn't. This is the most lacking part in our prayers. The second point is that paga, intercession, praying, is in one sense a violent meeting. Okay? It's a violent meeting. Christ violently met with the enemy on the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame. Was that very nice? No, that was violent. By triumphing over them. Check this out. Just reading through this. Whoever practices, go to the B part. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the enemy. Is that very nice? No. That's a definite action of what needs to happen to evil. It needs to be destroyed. Okay? It happens in paga, in intercession as we pray. Check this out. It gets worse. Arise, O Lord, and save me, O my God, for you strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked. Is that very nice? No. Nice is not what's needed here. Nice is not what's needed to be given to the enemy. Okay? Talk about an unpleasant meeting. Here we go. Now, check this out. This goes to a whole new level right here. This is Christ speaking. Firstly, can you see the violent way in which Christ had to meet with Satan? Just show me a hand. Can everyone just put your hands up? Do we have people to pray for that's got no limbs here? Okay, there's some hands. Okay, great. You must be very thinking or asleep. Okay. Check this out. Behold, I've given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Who? Us. Okay? To trample on serpents and scorpions. This is spiritually speaking. Please don't go and look for a scorpion. You're going to trap up. You can. If it happens, God might save you. But don't put yourself in a difficult position. Okay? And over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall hurt you. When it comes to a spiritual place of authority over Satan, demons, I'm saying it straight out, it would be like you walking on scorpions and serpents and it will not hurt you. But You need to know how to meet violently. Because if you're too scared to step on something when it needs to be stepped on, you're not stepping on it. All right? If you need to kill a snake, spiritually speaking, but you are too scared, that snake is still there. So it's very important that we understand this violent part of intercession if you want to have authority in prayer. So this is how it works. This is an example. Let's say you have a friend who's in a difficult situation. I'm going to use a bit of an example to just show you how this plays out in prayer. You've got a friend, and at work, there's a terrible thing happening. There's a lot of lies about this person. They set him up for failure. There's murmuring and there's jealousy. And now this friend of yours is about to lose their job. That's the situation. And now your friend is asking you to step in and pray for the situation. Okay? Are you with me? Now, I'm going to teach you a word, this our second smart word, and then I'll carry on with the situation. The word here is the word loo. Okay? Listen, I don't know how to say it. Something like that. Okay, sorry. It is to dissolve or void a contract and announce that someone is no longer bound. Why are we using this word? It's the same word used in the Bible when Christ speaks to the storm and he says, settle down. Same word. Okay? It's the same word when Jesus speaks and he says to the man, your sins are forgiven. It's a disarming of something that was on a person. There was a judgment that was going to come Rudy's way, but he turned to God and this happened. It got disarmed. No longer does he carry a burden of judgment coming his way. That contract was canceled when the payment was given to Christ. All right? Now, how does this work in prayer? It's the same word, by the way, when it says Jesus made a public shame of the enemy and disarmed. He lewd. He disarmed. The enemy's hands on us just got disarmed, got chopped off. Okay. Now, you're back to your friend. You want to pray for your friend. And there's this injustice at work. There's lies. There's jealousy. It is not from God. Okay. Always, we see these things happening. Lies is not from God. Jealousy is not from God. So something else is at work here. It's not the Holy Spirit. Now you pray. Father, I pray for my friend at work. This is not your work that's happening here. Now, you've created a meeting with God. Now you turn and you talk to Satan. You say, enemy, you will take your hands off Jack. This plan that you have formed against him will stop now in the name of Jesus. You speak into that situation and you break it. Okay, very important. This is the ugly part. This is the part of intercession where the teeth get shattered. God is not praying that prayer. He sent us to pray that prayer. So I can say to the enemy, I can remind him, Christ made a public spectacle of you. You are overcome. It is done. Now I am applying it in this situation. I am distributing what is produced. And so, Father, I pray for a breakthrough at Jack's workplace. And I pray, Lord, for the truth to be told. And I pray for your love to come into that situation and for him to be justified. I pray that he will keep his job under your divine protection. Hands off, Satan. It's an ugly meeting. We don't get taught this at Sunday school. Very important. Very important, guys. This is number two. Check this out. Just another scripture just to take you further. The God of peace will soon crush Satan where? Underneath Jesus' feet. Now, his work is done. Remember, it's complete. So now an extension of it needs to happen and he needs to come under your feet. yeah, but I've got this problem with pornography, but one day God will help me and he will kill Google. And then when I go onto another search engine, God would have sorted it out. And by the way, there will be no laptops left on earth. I'm waiting for God to step in. No. He has given you the keys to overcome. You need to lift your foot, create a bit of an ugly meeting, maybe with your accountability partner, and start praying into that thing. Take charge. It is done. The power for you to overcome it is in this place. You just need to open your heart. But something needs to happen in you and through you. All right? He will crush Satan under your feet. Some of us needs to lift our boot a bit so that we can put our foot down on some other serpent or scorpion. And so this is just typically Satan, we bind this plan of yours to take Jack's life. It will not succeed. In our prayers, we need to bind and break and declare something will not prosper. Scripture is full of it. Every weapon formed against you shall not prosper. It says, when it talks about thoughts, it says we destroy every argument that's not from God. We don't overthink it. We don't try and we destroy it. In creating a meeting with God and then let that meeting turn ugly. Okay. Are you with me? Awesome. We are finishing up. Oh, we're going to pray differently of tonight. Okay. So I spoke about this distribution thing as a principle that I want you to get. Then we went bad. We went ugly. Now, you've broken, you've shattered teeth, you spoke into that situation, you said, Satan, hands off. Now you go to number three, which is we lovingly bind, okay? Now we're turning that meeting back to God. There's now all this demon corpses laying around the place. It's blood. You've taken authority. And now you need to bring this situation to God in prayer and invite him to come and take over, okay? We're at number three. Can we go to the next slide? In this part of intercession, we pray God's goodness and provision into the situation. Okay? So we're creating a meeting where we don't break away, which we just did, where we are binding up. All right? The lieu part is done. That was the dissolving. This is going to stop. This is going to end. No more. And now we're saying, Father, your love into this situation. Your kindness connecting to Jack. Your peace be with him right now. Maybe he's not a Christian. Maybe he doesn't want to pray with you. Then you pray at home. If he wants to pray, you say, Lord, protect him. Let him experience your peace. Now you're binding. You're creating a beautiful meeting. Creating Christ into the situation. You've broken the lies. You defeated it. And now you're bringing truth in. Do you have a friend that needs prayer because they're wasting their lives? Someone's going to need to create a meeting that's going to need the ugly part as well. Someone's going to need to take authority. Someone's going to need to step in and pray. Sometimes we're too kind with the devil. And so number three connects with one. So now we're distributing what Christ produced. Next slide. Yes. The healer wants to heal. Now we're talking healing into the situation. The life changer. Lord, you can do it. Okay, we're bringing it in. This is how Paul did this. It almost starts every letter like this. Almost done. Ephesians 1 verse 2. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father. What is he doing here? He is creating a meeting with God's grace and peace. I'm praying this over you. All right? The same guy that wrote, destroy every thought. That's against God. Okay? Now he's talking about a different type of intercession. To the saints and the faithful brothers at Colossae, grace to you and peace from our God. He's binding them of God's prosperity and God's love. Okay? Can you see both is important? Most important thing about tonight, when you pray, you have the authority to say no to the devil. You must. You are sent to do it. You need to take your place in the spirit. You need to lift your boot and put it down on the scorpions in your house, in your heart, on your computer. All right? It's going to cost you something to grow. You need to stand your ground. And it's not only this prayers of Jesus sal my eendag help. That is unbiblically. We don't see it in the Bible. All right? You need to get up and be biblical and take your space. In your house, you are appointed. Give your husband, you are appointed as the king, priest, and prophet of your house. Who must speak to the devil in your house? Jesus? He spoke to him already. Now it's your job. That means when stuff happens in your house or you feel oppression, you need to talk. And your wife agrees with you. She'll hold your hand. But we can't sit like this and say, ja, die vader is maar goed en ek kan nie kla nie. Jy weet, gaan maar aan, die lewe, die regering en die politiek, die stormers. Ja, ek het my kerk. No, listen, you need to rise up and take charge of your environment. If you are in an office and you're the only believer there, who did God place in charge there? You. Who's going to speak to the devil and get his hands off? Not the pastor. I'm not working in your place and space. I don't have authority there. It's you. That's why you are here. So that we can teach you how to take up authority and go up and present your places and the spaces to God. You may do it. If you're scared, you take your Bible and you read Luke 10 verse 19. Father, you have I've given you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. And you say, Lord, I just trample on all these wrong things that's happening here, all this lies and murmuring and talking behind people's back. I take it captive and I say no to the enemy. You say it. And you see how that place changes. Intercession. You are saved to change this world by creating a meeting with God and by breaking a meeting with the enemy. And there's my last slide. When you pray again, think about this. Breaking is at number two, is that ugly meeting, okay? And there's blessing in the distribution thing. Can you grow in prayer from this? Take your wife or your flatmate, whatever, tonight and pray. And pray for two people, each one give a name. And then pray for the enemy's hands to come off. And present them to God and distribute. God, give them your forgiveness. Give them your kindness. Give them your love. Just open up into them in prayer. Isn't this amazing? This is how we change the world. Now, we are a praying church. Our movement, we pray. And that's why we take time on this. Because I believe every single one of you can do what I'm doing tonight. Take authority, talk to people, make a stand for God in your own way. It's different than me. But I believe in you guys. So I'm not going to give you a little sermon here so you have a gedachte for the dag. Okay? That's why you buy those terrible books. 3 seconden stilte tijd met God voor die bezige mens. Take that book and when it's load shedding, okay, get a fire started. And then get a Bible and get into the world. 3 seconden bookies helps no one. Okay? You are here to be changed. Okay? And we are here to change this town. Let's stand up. Ooh, I'm